Utah's first hospice care facility for the homeless opened its doors on Monday. The In-Between is expected to provide end-of-life care for up to 20 individuals suffering from terminal illnesses. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
31-year-old Olivia Sherrill was diagnosed with breast cancer last fall during the second trimester of her pregnancy. Sherrill, her husband, their 2 4-month-old twins, and 2-year-old daughter have also spent the last year battling homelessness. Sherrill says while she's thankful to the Road Home for providing her family shelter, it couldn't accommodate her growing list of health needs.
Well, I think the services he'll provide me with a lot of medical advice that I may need. Because if I'm, you know, feeling a certain way, I don't have to go all the way over to Huntsman or the U. I can just get questions answered here, get seen here if I need to.
Sherrill's had a double mastectomy. She's lost all of her hair and is getting around with the help of a wheelchair. But her attitude is playful and optimistic. What she wants most right now, she jokes, is a long hot shower, which she'll get here at the In-Between, along with fresh bedding and clothes.
I'm probably just going to be staying in the shower for like about an hour, just going, take me about a week to get the street off my back.
The house provides services regardless of ability to pay. It's located at the Old Guadalupe School on Goshen Street. Kim Correa is executive director of the In-Between. She says about 50 people died on the streets of Salt Lake last year. Now, with the help of volunteers from Canyon Home Care and Hospice, many area homeless individuals won't have to die alone.
This is their profession, and they are very good at helping people navigate the end-of-life process in comfort, in safety, and with dignity.
The In-Between will accept referrals from 4th Street Clinic and area hospitals. Whitney Evans, KUER News.